Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at setting the captives free, looking at various portions of Scripture and scriptural principles that may have been overlooked, or perhaps we are ignorant of those principles. And as a result of that ignorance, we have some area of captivity in our life or bondage, or perhaps an area where we are not able to get victory and we can't seem to locate the source of the trouble. Today's message is about the subject of honoring father and mother. Many people have relegated this to a simple biblical command aimed at children, and yet it's far deeper than this and has far-reaching consequences for us if we do not have an understanding of what this scriptural injunction is about. We find this admonition first in Exodus chapter 20, in the portion of Scripture that we have referred to as the giving of the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 20, verse 12, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." For those who say we're not under the Old Testament or the Old Covenant any longer, and therefore the Ten Commandments don't apply, we have only to look at the New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 6, to find this same biblical commandment issued once again. It says in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise, "that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." This commandment, or you could say this scriptural biblical injunction, comes with a promise. Honor your father and your mother that it may be well with you. You could say that your life will go well and that you may live long on the earth. There's a promise attached to this commandment that the person who seeks to honor his parents, even if they are imperfect, which I guarantee you every parent that's walked the earth in a human body was imperfect and is imperfect, the person who seeks to honor parents receives as a blessing in his life that things will go well for him and that that person may have a long life, may live long on the earth. The reciprocal also is true. When we are disobedient to a commandment of God, when we break the law of God, a curse is attached to that disobedience. We know that from Deuteronomy chapter 28, where there is a long list of curses that were attached to the breaking of God's law. Now, Christ came to redeem us from the curse of the law and the effects of the curse, but it does not exonerate us from having to pursue keeping the commandments of God in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in our flesh. We couldn't keep those commandments no matter how hard we tried or determined we were. But in the power of God, God gives us a heart's desire to be conformed to the image of Christ. And Christ always obeyed the Father. Christ honored the Father. Christ always loved the Father. And God's given us hearts that are filled with the Spirit of God. Therefore, our hearts need to be turned in that same direction where we have a desire to do the things that are pleasing to God. And one of those that's very pleasing and important to the Lord is that we pursue honoring parents. Proverbs 30, verse 11 says this, "There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother." That could easily be said about the generation in which we currently live. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. We live in a time when child abuse is at an all-time record high, when molestation and wickedness of every kind is being perpetrated upon innocent children. And therefore, in that generation where children are being abused, tormented by the parents they were entrusted to, and God intended for those parents to love and care for, who have instead turned and become victimizers of these innocent ones. We live in a time where it is very easy to have the generation rise up and curse their father and not bless their mother. And most people would say they have good reason, and it's understandable. Even God would understand. And yet, we have to look at the Word of God in its completeness. God hates sin, and He hates those who perpetrate sin against others, and God hates the victimization of children with a passion, and there will be a judgment to pay for those who don't repent of doing wicked and horrible things to children. Yet at the same time, God holds every person responsible for their own responses to the sinful conditions that we live in and the sinful people we encounter in our lives. Though many people have been hurt because of parents, God still calls us to honor parents. Though we've been sinned against, sinning back through bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, hatred, does not remove the sin that was done to us, and it does nothing but bring us into further bondage. When God instructs us in His Word, honor your father and your mother, there was no P.S. However, if they are wicked, you can overlook this commandment. He simply said, honor your father and your mother so that life may go well for you and you may live long on the earth. God wants to bless you even if your parents were wicked people, even if they mistreated you, abused you, abandoned you. But the only way that we can receive that is we don't come under the influence of that evil and return evil for evil, but we return good for evil. We love those who've hated us. We have to love our enemies. And if your parents acted like the enemy to you, God wants you to be able to come out of that unscathed. By His grace, He can bring forgiveness and healing to every hurt in your heart and every memory that you have. And He wants to set you on the path where your life can go well for you, but it comes through obedience to His Word. The word honor, found in Ephesians 6, honor your father and your mother, means to fix a valuation upon. It means to set a price or set a value upon someone or something. You know, even if your parents were the most wicked of people and deserved jail for what they did to you, God still fixed a valuation upon their life. And the value that He fixed on their life was that it was so valuable, they were so valuable, that Jesus Himself was willing to come down from heaven and die for them, that they might be set free from the bondage that they're living in. For us as children, if we have parents that have sinned against us, we still have to forgive them. We have to ask God for His grace to forgive them and not hold them in debt to us for what they did. We have to release them from the debt that they owe us. And we do that by the grace of God. He will help you. It doesn't mean that you are saying that your parents were right, that what they did was okay, or that their lifestyle was acceptable to God. It doesn't mean any of those things. Forgiveness means you're not going to be the one to extract the payment. You're not going to be the one to declare the judgment over them. You are leaving that in God's hands. But as far as you're concerned, you're freeing your own heart from having to hold them in bondage because of unforgiveness. And then you go another step, and this step is to ask God to help you see them with His eyes. He saw them with eyes of love, even in their sin. He sees you with eyes of love, even when you're in sin. He fixed a value upon them that was priceless, worth the very death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We need to fix a value on them that we're willing to lay down our life in prayer and fasting for them if they're still in bondage today to wickedness. We can honor our parents by not dishonoring them with our words, by praying for them, by valuing them the way God does, not because of what they do, but because God loved them so much He was willing to die for them. By this, you can put your own heart and your own life in order where you're not dishonoring parents and therefore bringing a curse on your own life that only makes things worse for you. God wants you to be able to walk in a lifestyle where things go well for you and you live long on the earth, even if you are raised in a very abusive home. God wants you to honor your father and your mother. Do it by words. Don't speak evil of them. Do it through prayer. Pray for them. Do it by showing love to them that they don't deserve, perhaps, by sending them cards. You may not be able to go spend time with them because perhaps your relationship isn't at that point yet, but you could send a card that shows love, agape love, unconditional, not based on how they've acted or treated you, but based on the love of God. Dear mom and dad, I love you because God loves you. Love your son. Doesn't mean you said what they did was good or that their lifestyle is right, but you're showing the love of God. God wants you to receive the blessing that comes from walking in obedience to his word about honoring father and mother. By doing this, you'll be able to bring a blessing on your life and you'll be released from the bondage that comes on a person's life when they refuse to obey God's word in this area and they feel justified in not obeying it. That brings only bondage and trouble to your life. If you're struggling today with your own parents, say to the Lord, God, help me. I want to have your heart for them. God, show me how to see them the way you see them. Give me your heart for them. Help me to love my enemies. Help me to show love, unconditional love to them, and help me to begin to walk in honor and not in dishonor. And God will bless you and help you, and it will turn things around in your life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.